This is Bonnie Gillespie, and this is a special edition of The Work. Okay, all right, I'm going to try and keep this one shorter. Promise. All right, I have an amazing story about an actor who was given a referral through his alumni group or someone from back home or his parents knew somebody, whatever it was. There was an actor who was given the opportunity to have a face-to-face with one of the highest level agents at UTA. UTA is one of the bigs. Under any definition, they are certainly top five, and under some, they're higher than that. But, I mean, you look up UTA, United Talent Agency, on IMDb, check out their roster, and you get what is going on over there. And so here is this actor, brand new to L.A., being given an opportunity through a relationship to have a face-to-face with someone who is like head of motion picture, theatrical representation. Like, everybody there is an exec, not just an agent. They have like departments, and there are hundreds of people that work there. And he's being given an opportunity to have a face-to-face with someone who is very high up at a pretty big deal agency. And so the guy over at UTA reaches out to him and says, so yes, I understand we're to have this meeting. So let's go ahead and have you contact my secretary and set that up. And the actor replies back to this email and says, actually, I get where I am in this business and I get where you are in this business. And I know if I sit down and meet with you, it's going to blow my mind, the things that I learn. I know that it's going to absolutely crack open places in me that I didn't know existed, and I'm going to get a lot of great information from you. But I also know I've got nothing to offer you yet, and I want to come sit down with you when I'm someone you may actually be considering for your roster, and maybe even just the developmental talent division, rather than your full-on celeb roster area. And it's coming because I know I've got hustle, I know I've got talent, but I also know I've got a lot to learn. So if you still want to meet with me, I'm happy to come in and sit and soak up all the amazing knowledge that your years of experience at your level would impart to me. But I know this is a favor meeting, and I'm wondering if I should maybe hang on to this chip and not play it at the table just yet. Now, most actors being given an opportunity to sit down with anybody in a position of power freak the fuck out and go, oh my God, I have to do it, I have to do it, I have to do it, I have to make the most out. And then they go in there, and that energy is what leads, and they have nothing to offer the person with whom they're meeting. And in the end, they are left feeling like they wasted that opportunity, and you don't get it back. This actor, by saying, I know the deal, here, let me show you my man behind the curtain, he's in on all this, actually said to that UTA professional, we're colleagues and we're going to work together, not yet, but someday. And of course, what ended up happening was the exec at UTA said, I like where your head's at, come on in. And took him under his wing and mentored him and taught him more about the industry than he probably ever would have been able to learn from books or classes or linear progression, because he got to move to the head of the line because he showed that he's a pro, because he said he was willing to wait to have that meeting. And I fucking love that story, because there are times when you are given opportunity, and because they come so infrequently, sometimes you really feel like you have to take advantage of them. And maybe the best way to take advantage of them is to say, not yet, can we save this? Can I put a pin in this and use this chip at another table at another time when I'm feeling more ready to play that hand? I just think that's a fantastic thing.
As always, thanks for joining me. This has been Bonnie Gillespie, and until next time, keep creating.